Hey everybody, Adam Davidson, Radcast number 42, coming at you on this Wednesday, November 25th, 2015. Today is Thanksgiving Day Eve. Tomorrow is turkey and pumpkin pie and all that stuff with family and friends. It's going to be a great day, I'm sure. It's an American holiday. It's not a church holiday. We don't find it on the ancient church calendar by any means. However, thankfulness is always fitting for the life of someone who's following Jesus. This coming Sunday is Advent, and all of the lectionary readings for this week point to this first Sunday coming up on the 29th of November. And we've been in the Psalms, we've been in Jeremiah. This morning we're in 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 9 through 13 is the reading. I'm just going to read verse 9 and just say a couple of things. Here's 1 Thessalonians 3, 9. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? So, fitting, right? It's a verse about thankfulness. How can we thank God enough for you because of the joy that we have because of you? So Paul is writing this and he's saying there is this void of thanksgivinglessness that could never possibly be filled. Now think about that when you're loading up to go and visit family and friends this weekend, as you're jamming everything into the trunk, trying to make all the stuff fit into the car, or make all the stuff fit into the oven as you're cooking, or make all the family fit around the table. There is a capacity, there is a limit to the physical, but there is no limit to thankfulness. We will never be too thankful. It's simply impossible. God has done too many wonderful things in our lives. Now, Paul shows us that not only is he thankful to the Lord, but he's also thankful to people. He actually says to these people in a very warm moment in his letter, he says, I thank God for you. He says that in all kinds of other places too, like Philippians. He says, I thank my God every time I remember you, but he's thankful because of people. So here is a radical Thanksgiving idea and a great way to fit Thanksgiving, not just the American holiday, but the Christian practice of thankfulness into your life this weekend. Tell somebody why you're thankful for them. I mean, actually spell it out. Say so-and-so, please use their actual name. Don't call them so-and-so unless their name is so-and-so. But you say, I'm thankful for you, and I'm going to tell you why. And let them stand there. Don't expect anything in return. Let it be awkward. Let it not be awkward. Who knows what will happen? You're not trying to do this to get any kind of response except for the response of just responding to the thankfulness that should be in your own heart and in mine as well. So that's a great way to stir up thankfulness, is to tell somebody why you're thankful for them. And it's not too tough. You don't have to do too much inventory to find something to be thankful about, especially when it comes to the people around you. So take that as an opportunity and take this season to do just exactly what Paul does. He says, how could I ever thank God enough for you? There's always room for thankfulness. So gobble, gobble, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next time.